for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome to my lovely 5D collective. The IHP community, and any new listeners. Today we add to our episodes with some lovely channeled guidance for the whole divine masculines, divine feminines. So a whole self person who knows love and can be a conscious lover. The ascension energies, essentially, since I have began my ascension journey and I learned about the 5D Earth, all of the beautiful stories that I began with, they continue, but in a more evolved and expanded way. And so here's where, first, if you're new, a whole self means that you have emotional mature capacity. So you know how to not be reactive. You know how anything can be personal, but that doesn't mean that your emotion your physiological response, your behavior, your entire subjective opinion about it, all of it is correct. So it's not about suppressing, it's not about masking, it's not about denying, it's about emotional responsibility, emotional maturity, emotional regulation. And this is the one thing that we don't see enough conversation on. So a person has an embodied brain. I thank goodness I got attachment and trauma informed, because see, I got lucky. I got a child-centric environment, and then I also got told again and again and again not to act like a nurturer, because I'm not the mother of anyone and I'm a child. That's because I'm a divine feminine, and so my actual inclination, and I'm a mystic, you all know this, the regular listeners, but I know some people are like, ah, so you're woo-woo. Yes, I'm woo-woo, but just leave it alone for a minute while I talk to my mystic fellows. And no, I'm sure if you're tuning into a channel of guidance, you're open to mysticism. And a divine feminine is a nurturer. A divine masculine is a protector. And it's not gender-based. It's the way that the person will see. And I see a person's inner child. So I see the capacity for any person to tap into their infinite higher human consciousness potential, because your inner child is you. The people who have an excess, it's not an excess, excuse me, the people who have dysregulated, modulated, embodied self experiences, they have poor embodied self-awareness. So they are going to justify their sympathetic nervous system because they think that that means they're standing up for something right. I saw this question get asked in my class, which was Awakened Embodied Certificate. And as this woman spoke of being an advocate and therefore having to be in her sympathetic nervous system, the teacher had a look of like, oh my gosh, what is she saying? Kind of, you know, like you just basically are going to be hurting yourself, because see, the science is people that care about human beings, which the ones who are good at mental health information, yeah, they're the ones who care. So they're going to tell you you're not broken. But yourself does require you to go home if you want. You don't have to. And there's a bunch of people, they don't believe in the updated somatic child parts work, EMDR. They don't believe in childhood developmental trauma. And I'm not joking with you, because the minute you tell somebody your way of handling emotions can be improved, anyone who do personal development, they don't realize that it's your inner world and you're still acting like a teenager of you with a three-year-old, and that's called reactivity. Furthermore, if there's any trust breaks, attachment wounds, trauma, your reactivity is actually unresolved trauma. So it's a sensation that comes up, and emotion, everything that is yours, it's personal, and you're projecting it out into the world. So it's not about you needing to suppress it, because nobody wants to suppress anything. But if you want to call yourself emotionally mature, or, you know, adult at this point in our era, because we have the information, or at least this is what your host is bringing you, you can learn how to handle if you want. You don't have to. Again, so no, there's a lot of people, they don't believe in childhood trauma. They don't believe it, that their projection is unfinished business, because they would rather act like the movies, Hangover, Mean Girls, you know, have envy, jealousy, spite, throw shit at each other, think about dragging people across the floor because of cheating. Oh, we're going to get into some stories today. So yeah, here's where I can say that to some people, the world feels hard. Those of us who have our emotional spectrum in the forefront, the divine feminine, life's not hard. World's not hard, but it is unsafe. It's unsafe because there's unconscious lovers, which makes it really boring, by the way. Very tedious to find men who don't know how to speak the truth. Yeah. So it's not about like not trusting them in the physical aggressive way. That is already like very straightforward, because you meet men who are actually even, it's not even only about emotional immaturity. At that point, we got men who have had a very bad role example, and who knows what happened to them. So, and who knows what crowd they hang out with, and a lot of other things. So they all need good therapy. Essentially, any person who's emotionally immature and reactive, besides yoga, which can definitely do a lot of good for you, because it works your ventral vagal nervous system, and it gets you to put into practice the three pillars of the mind, so you can change your brain to access your higher social engagement system, meaning you can be smarter. Now, if you want to not be smarter, which, again, a lot of Cuscos out there, oh, they love being Cuscos and squirrels. They think it's fun. They don't know anything about what it's like to have a restorative embodiment. They don't understand the educational material. They don't care to. They care to spread rumors that yoga spreads demons and gets shit out of your body. Yeah. What was it? Demons come out of you because they don't know about trauma charges. So when people remain ignorant, it's not about it being bliss. No, it's about people staying evil in the Michael Stone scale and all of them needing a good therapist. So no, it's, you know, the beauty of being a mystic. It's not evil in the way of the devil, the way people want to bring out, again, those stories. They make it look like so real. They believe in it. And I get it. I come from the path with Jesus. I remember what I told God about evil. And I stand my ground, and I know about people having a heart like Pacha tells Cusco, because you all are human. I'm not living in a movie. I actually look in your eyes. Oh, look, there's a human. Oh, wait, do I have... No, I don't have trauma charges, do they? Well, let's wait and see how they behave with me first. Then we'll find out if they have trauma charges or not. And I'm pretty sure if they get an attitude, they're going to have a trauma charge of some sort. Something's happened. Some personal shit's going down, and there's your ego. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have biases around your thoughts? Do you want to take ownership of them by any chance so we can have a conversation? I don't go around telling people that, because that's how emotionally immature people will not be able to be around me, and I would not be fun to be around in. Anyways, it's not fun to go doing that. Let's be more productive and talk about important topics. Okay, so the ascension energies. I had noticed that they brought up shit. For me, they brought up my panic attacks, but that's because my energy body was expanding. And also I have the freeze, age, charges, whatever. I'm sure I had them because I am a scaredy cat. So anything that was new, I would be like, no, I don't want to go, Mom. And she would go have fun, have into the world I send you, because she knew that she had to do that too, so that I could be brave, which doesn't mean that I'm doing bravery in my opinion. Okay, so right here is where I don't find that I need to be brave in the world. I'm not in war, thank goodness. And I feel bad for people who actually have that. I have this, earthquake situation going on in my home in Naples. That's scary. It's not fun. But I still, luckily, hopefully nothing explodes and I don't die. And there you go. What I'm trying to share is this tone right here. See, this is how a grown-up can handle things. Always, not just sometimes, and that's because our body is meant to be in your higher social engagement system, the restorative embodiment of you. If you want, you don't have to. The practice, it was all on my own. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, my mother set me up to succeed because she gave me a child-centric environment. So I didn't get suppressed with any of my emotions. I didn't get scared. So her nervous system didn't turn into a angry, upset, frightening, because see, for a child, anything that is in survival mode of a nervous system dysfunction, you're picking up on that one. And no matter what they may think you're not accumulating, you will. So it will be frightening, but your body will be so like small and tiny. And so for people who did not get to feel emotionally giggly and happy, and said my mom, she made me laugh all the time. One time, though, she did this little trick thing where my twin sister and I just started crying because we thought she was actually stuck. So she has a great sense of humor, and she loves children. And so she'll play with children, and she is able to keep in mind their children. So we don't burden children with any grown-up conversation. We don't burden children with our marriages. We don't burden children with money. We don't go and ask our children. And in fact, she reprimanded me. I forget what it was I was telling my younger sister, because I am 11 years apart, and I was just talking to her about topics, and she's like, she's too small, she's too young. And while I didn't think that was true, because I thought I was making her aware, and at the same time, today, thank you, Patrick Tian, he has a great post. He's a childhood trauma survivor, healed in healing, and a therapist, and he made a very great post on how it is for a child to be involved in grown-up stuff. You take away their childhood. And I have seen many adults actually think that this is okay. And that's where I was ignorant as a 11-year-old, and I got told what not to say. And my mother didn't have the attachment trauma information, but she knows the child's mind because she loves children as children. She doesn't try to make them grown-ups already. And many grown-ups want to make their children grown-ups, thinking they're making them independent. Well, as Patrick Tihan points out, the child's going to get hyper-vigilant, hyper-interested, hyper-worried, because they're a child who cares, and they are now going to be thinking about all the shit you told them. So when people have lack of education, lack of interest in emotional awareness of themselves, and then they lack to understand that children have a different perspective and they refuse to understand it and to give age-appropriate conversations, well, we got ignorant people out there. And so let's spread the word for those who care about how to be actual grown-ups for one and set an example, which means that you share how to be a healthy, self-worth person. And this is where I've not always, there's some little things, but my younger sister is the one person that I, you know, will always say I tried to be a good example because she's looking to me and I think I did an okay job. I'll have to ask her, but I know there are things that whenever I know, oh shit, this is not a good example, you know, it didn't make me feel good because a herd is a herd that involves all of us being able to share with each other how to behave with each other. So moderation and tone is when you know how to be grown up for one and when you know how to take ownership of your reactivity and what's personal and not to bring it to the table because life is not hard. It's easy when you are able to have a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable brain, that is. So you choose to understand that subjective experiences can be quite emotional for you, and to share them means that you get to savor those emotions. If you don't savor your emotions yet, you're not a conscious lover. And so all of these different examples to say that you choose with updated education and I get to share it with you and then how it is to be an empowered woman versus those who are not. And that's because I'm a woman, also polyamory, by the way. So yeah, that's fun, FYI. So we're going to get into some of these things, but the world is unsafe because emotionally immature people project and they're reactive. So what an emotional trigger is, we got, for example, what was it? Dave Chappelle, he got attacked on stage by somebody who said, "You triggered me." And that's just one random example. But he's a comedian. He was with bodyguards. What about when we're in the streets, right? So if I'm in the streets and I go to pubs and I have a story I've shared with you before and I have a good radar, so I trust my gut and I trust what I do because I know how I decide where to go and what to do. But what I also know is that people who have triggers, they're not controlling any of it. So I am not safe as long as I'm around a person who is going to potentially become spiteful, envious, jealous, whatever it is, which is where you learn how to not share information with people who do have emotional immaturity and who don't have the ability to care about their herd. Some people, they have the ability to care about their herd, and they also know that they can manipulate, if you will, but they choose not to. And that's because they're beautiful people who understand that the gift of life is not a movie. It's not a joke. There's no need to do manipulation. It's actually quite, say that once you're awakened to yourself and you recognize that manipulation happens because a child, again, will have been feared in their own home. The 0-1-year-old, there's no secure attachment. The 3-year-old gets a shame break. There's many ways that I can go on to describe this. So those are all unconscious. They're not conscious lovers. They're in their survival mode. So these are people who are not taking the low self-esteem, indirect communicating, passive-aggressive. Again, they think that boundaries means canceling you. Anybody who doesn't take ownership of how their emotions are running them, yeah. Okay, so again, you're not going to be motivated to be gooey, ooey, ooey if you don't want to access all of you, and that's okay, you don't have to. But the 5D Collective, we're all people who want to be whole self. So we're at the end of Elsa's journey. We all have a 3-year-old, and I know how to use my tone out into the world. Thanks, Mom. It's only my mother and my twin who get my 3-year-old tone. As for my younger sister, she gets to do whatever she wants because I decided that she would be spoiled because that's a nurturer. And that's why we have good divine masculines, because the divine masculines care about the herd and they know that we need to have some sort of guidelines. And so when the pair is great, it's because they both work with a heart that knows human suffering in the sense of we don't want people to be in a state that needs to be afraid of life. That's what a good duo does. A good duo wants to be safe haven, secure base, but that's because they can. You can only be a safe haven if you know how to regulate your own nervous system. Those who are not here and those who choose not to be here, they are not in their higher mammalian heritage. And they are ignorant of the information because we didn't have it But they also choose to say, yoga brings demons out of you. Let me go and talk to you about biblical ancient texts and how we have spiritual warfare going on. Okay, so that's what you see a bunch of influencers doing. Or let's talk about, what is it, the lovely lady with women, if men say they want to fuck you, don't think about marriage. Or this journalist, I think the polyamory community overestimates the capacity for human beings to use their brain. Oh, this one, this Zen master, he made me laugh. There cannot be an enlightenment person. If somebody tells you, you better watch out. It's like, okay, you're trying to tell people to watch out for people that say, hey, come call me master and follow me, okay? And yeah, anybody who is a healthy self-worth person will know the 7 to 14 charming. And you could have made your message a little bit better, because when you end with there's laundry that we always have to take care of, I, human being over here in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, know that you don't know your emotional plane, because I don't got laundry in mine. I got emotions and I don't have laundry because it's not dirty. Okay, so what trauma charges are and what trauma is something that you cannot delete. It comes up from your body. So again, I'm a securely attached human being with a differentiated self. I've been differentiated since I was a three-year-old child telling my mother not to spank me, and I did not have rupture. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, universe. Thank you, mother. Thank you, Maria. Because see, it's my own brain that decided to chit-chat with me as whatever else happened out there in the world continued to happen. And I said, you know, let me think. You only hurt the ones you love. This was as a 16-year-old. Who better to prepare you for what life's going to bring you? Because at least I know they love me. Yeah, strangers, they don't even know you. So, you know, they're not going to be invested in your in who you are in your living, breathing life, you know. It was a way of saying that we all have flaws and imperfections. And really, nobody hurts anybody when you grow up emotionally. So I was a 16-year-old. That's emotional maturity. I, in fact, learned how to become an emotional, open-hearted, thanks Jesus again, because I chose love easily. Oh, I chose how not to make it personal. I remember when kids, how are you going to take it personal? It's not personal. And I forget, there must have been some situation that I did deal with, because I remember clearly being told not to take something personally. And when this person, whoever it was that made this comment, I was like, okay, let me think about that. Because I know it's not personal, but they have done something. It is personal. But then I was like, you know what? Why would I make it personal? It doesn't affect my physical life. I mean, it's just an interaction. So the reality is, yeah, it's a bullshit word. When you can expand again, 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 it's because you have emotional mastery, not control. Oh, I don't control me. No, this is a part of what emotional mastery. Thank you to my teacher. I know it's called the Angry Buddhist. Yeah, it's way more beautiful than when people have unfinished business that they react with, because the reaction is your child self. It's not even a grown up. So every person that has human suffering, one, if they're ruminating, they consistently just wire themselves into that. And that's unfortunate. Two, if they think of it as real, they just become a pattern, and it's just like, oh, the human suffering love narrative group of people. They're all over the place with the, you know, hangover, mean girls, you name it. So when you then see though people who think they're badass and they're living life, again, these are all individuals who they don't have a motivation to move into more than what they're doing, because they think that reactivity is the expression of that very emotion. While anger can be savored when you know how to harness your prefrontal cortex, because you're harnessing your own body. Okay, so when I get into my Kali mode, and the reality is you will have had enough experiences in your life if you're here with awareness of yourself, that is, to know what your triggers are. If you're aware of yourself, okay, and you want to bring forth the best of you into society. If you don't give a shit about society, then you're not going to give a shit about any of what we talk about here or personal development. It's more like, I don't want to do it. I want to go and be a whiner, and I want to say that I'm badass, and I want to say, you know. So that's that for that. You will notice what runs you, quote unquote, what's personal, because it comes up in those immature ages. And then you understand, like I was saying, that it's not a safe world. It's not because of the physical part. For some of us, it's actually like, hello, do you think that I don't know that any day I could die now? So, number one, the emotional part, you pretty much gather as an adolescent and then a young teenager, I saw all that I had to see with emotional immaturity. So as I got older, I just thought people would get older because I thought the emotional immaturity was of the age. What I didn't know is that when there's one, your 0-1-year-old doesn't get secure attachment. When two, you have a 3-year-old that's brokenhearted, you got a shame cycle. And so you're going to then, as an adolescent, meet your next alloparenting group where you're immature. And in fact, what I saw were people, and to this day, people that support each other in codependent ways. And they have the type of mannerisms of, you know, movie like Hangover again, Mean Girls, and they go on and think that's life. So they're the donkeys. No, they're the Pinocchios with the ears and the tail. So they get off the island, but they are growing up thinking that the island is something fun still. You know, they haven't become a whole human being yet because they haven't met their own restorative embodiment. It is thanks to educators that I can share with you what the 5D is. It's Christ consciousness, oneness consciousness. It's integration of your brain. So it's bilateral integration. You get your left, the chit chatter. That's our digital one and our verbal one. And it comes online at your age of 2. The right is online your first year of life. And in fact, the fetus counts as well for how you are going to be. So your biology and your neuroscience, neurobiology, all these topics, very important. So your brain will have a predisposed way. There's too much words that I don't know how to use right now, but FYI, I'm pseudoscience lady for that reason. I still do have a lot of courses to learn from, but I'm not the expert in neurobiology or biology. So I'm learning from people who teach me about attachment and trauma. And I get to understand the brain thanks to Daniel Siegel, interpersonal neurobiology, but still he's the expert explaining it to me. So and there's words that are just very complicated for me to remember. So there's that too. Point being that you have been determined in the first 8 years of your life, your karma, your family, your unconsciousness, and you go and play it out. Unless you become a person who by the time you get to your 16 years of age, your fight, you say, okay, I have seen all that I have seen. Now I'm going to choose if I'm going to maintain my heart, body, valley, body. And that obviously is defined if you say, I love humanity. I'm a human. I love to be human. I want to be human. Not I hate humans. I hate men. I hate this. I hate that. Okay. Or this is unfair. That's unfair. The minute you stay within that, it's unfair, black and white thinking, which is what we see people doing, is where people don't grow. So as they move into their young adult life, then they move into just developing a self that is like a noun because they're not emotionally mature. And so I will, again, empowerment means you have a whole self. You are a healed inner child, or you have your inner child on your shoulder, means you take care to not bring any of your unfinished business. You notice if you have emotional triggers and you don't say I'm perfect, but you work on it. You don't live a shame cycle, inner critic, outer critic, where you're then going to go fuck, do drugs, drink, whatever the fuck, self-soothing, ignoring that it's a self-soothing mechanism. If you want to use the word smart in 5D world, means you use your prefrontal cortex to be objective and say, okay, did I just react or respond? Okay, am I drinking because I'm enjoying myself, or am I drinking because I'm upset? Am I fucking because I'm enjoying the person that I'm dealing with, or am I trying to fill a longing inside? People know what they're doing when they're doing it. They know when they get out of that bed that they feel more lonely than before. I've got plenty of adults who just, between women and men, it's like, okay, seriously, if you're going to fucking then be more lonely, I think you shouldn't do it. But that's just me, you know. I'm just thinking you want to leave that room and be happy about it, not the other way around. And so, long story short, people choose differently because they don't actually move into, again, the awareness of self is very straightforward, and then to be in equanimity. But I was held with equanimity. And I, again, am a secure attachment differentiated woman. So an empowered woman or man will not project their past experiences with men, women, or theys, okay? Nobody's going to be like, oh, I hate everyone. I can't trust anyone. Anybody who is in that boat is not yet ready to say, I'm going to take my mental and emotional and physical plane, and I'm bringing to, again, attachment trauma information, and I'm going to work with it, you all, if you want to. You don't have to. So ascension energies, what they bring up is anything that is ready to be seen by the human being that owns that body. And the only motivation is you. You motivate yourself to get out of dysfunction. So that's all I'm going to. Now we're going to move into just chit-chatting. A whole self is a person who has their inner child. They don't bring their 3-year-old to the room. They bring their grown-up version to the room. They don't hide their heart. They bring their heart to the room. And so whether it's a twin flame, flames, soulmates, over, so it don't matter. Okay, mystics out there. The whole thing about twin flames not only has 4D just crapped all over it. As I watched it happen, I knew that it would serve something. But I was like, what the fuck are they doing? And also what is disrespectful in my personal mysticism world is that they don't serve the purpose of what our ancients did. Our ancients brought solace. They brought support. They brought messages to help humanity. And if you, in fact, meet Sadhguru on his lovely online, I haven't met him in person, but he will talk to you about the guru, he says, dismantles. He comes and shows a light and dismantles, which is expansion of consciousness, really. But he will talk of saints as soulless. He says, if you want soulless, don't come to me. I'm not giving you soulless. What he's talking about is I'm not going to comfort you and say, oh, they're there now. I'm going to let you know that the world doesn't work the way you want it to work. And really, it's a beautiful thing because beautiful what he does when you understand it. He is an example of restorative embodiment. Yoga supports your brain and your body to be in this space that I'm in. I didn't have to do yoga because I didn't need it. When I did do yoga, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Okay. I can see the expansion of my, you know, how I can feel more. But I was like, but I don't, it's not like a huge, huge deal, you know, but that's because my body and brain didn't get any attachment wounds. We didn't get any, my child parts, okay? I didn't get shamed. And even when the differentiated me began to interact with my entire lovely herd, I still knew exactly how to stand up and be like, okay, this is who I am. I'm not changing who I am. I don't change. This is me. Take it or leave it. This is all you got. And I'm not asking for your thumbs up or your thumbs down. This was to my mother too. She knows this, which is why I'm considered stubborn, non-negotiable, and everything else that is basically a human being who knows where they're going. Doesn't mean you're right or wrong. I don't give a shit about that. The adaptive child is trying to prove themselves to their herd members. This is the difference. I'm not. So when you have a 0-1-year-old who knows how to be secure in your own body, there's your safe haven. When you have your own ability to say, yeah, I'm going to go and explore the world however I feel safe. Once you start to get older, you do it your way, like Frank Sinatra's song, I did it my way, but you have your herds, your herd members, okay? It's very straightforward, and so when you find a whole person, they do it that way, and I do it my way, and we do it together. And FYI, the complementary that Divine Masculine, Divine Feminine bring is amazing, but they have to be emotionally aware human beings. And that means they're aware of themselves and they're aware of a need to be a person that can stand and be a example for children and for then teenagers. So they care about their herd entirely, not just, you know, they're grown up. No, they're grown up shit. They can handle pretty straightforward grown-ups because an emotionally mature human being will know of a grown-up in two ways. You're a Pacha or you're a Cusco. The minute you show me who you are, now I know who I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a masked, emotionally unavailable, reactive human being who's going to be low self-esteem and direct communicator. Who knows what you're going to throw at me? It's okay because, you know, you will have already seen it all by the time you're a teenager. It doesn't matter what type of life you will have lived. The unkindness of teenagers is beyond a shadow of a doubt the emotional immaturity of the 16-year-old grown-ups who stay in their la-la land. And that's the best case scenario. So they're on Elsa's journey all together, superheroes, supervillains, you name it. You know, their action movies are so uninteresting, it's not even funny. And that's because they're Pinocchios with ears and a tail for a person who's a Pacha. It's like, okay, wow, you look pretty today. What are you doing? Oh, wow, that's a big deal. I see what you're interested in. All right, now I'm going to go and check out. Bye. See you later, alligator. So when you meet Pachas, it's interesting. No, it's amazing is what it is, because any moment spent with a Pacha is a moment spent with a person who has a lot more. It goes beyond the solo self. They don't have to be spirituality, but they will be. Because see, again, spirituality, thank you, Sadhguru, when you overflow with your humanity, divinity has to descend. And since consciousness is looked into as the big problem of consciousness, which is not, but the sciences, they, you know, they don't know what divine feminines know. That's because they don't have clear land the same way. They do know about the relational field, like Daniel Siegel talks about it, but they don't have the experience of being born in it. And that's what I love about being in the in-between, because in the future, we won't have as much as what it is now. But I don't have to talk about that. So ascension energies, they get your trauma charges activated. No, it's just that whatever is not settled yet is going to come up. If you're going to be emotionally mature, you're going to grow up to be a beautiful whole person. If you grow up to be emotionally mature, you're going to be a beautiful immature person. And you're going to be Cuscos and Pachas, who are securely attached human beings, will know how to handle you. So when somebody comes up to you, as long as it's not a physically aggressive thing, it's okay. We will know how to answer and talk, like I do and did with the example of my friend who, you know, the more I think about his sentence, the more I know that it is not something that people who are not emotionally mature would know how to handle the way that I did. They would have felt a lot of different feelings, as well as potentially feel that that was some type of threatening comment, because you know you want it is the first step to, you know, the next step. But this is where, like I said, my gut is good, and so I know if a human being is somebody that I don't want to be around, and it doesn't take time, it's immediate. It's always, my gut's always been able to tell me shit. So I'm not gonna be a person that uses my implicit bias, meaning that I would have, oh, let me assume. In fact, actually, I'm going to use Sadhguru's quote. He shared a nice quote today, and it's ideal for what I'm about to share. And it is about assumptions. Making assumptions about something that you do not know is a sure way to remain ignorant. When you learn about the body from people that are somatic therapists, you learn about implicit bias, explicit, you know, gender, cultural, all of it. So when you are a person who has no trauma charges, you're emotionally mature, you're a whole human being like I'm sharing with you right now, you are present, which means curious, open, accepting, loving. These are Daniel Siegel's acronyms. And so you're consistently oblivious to social behavior, social norms, and anything that is from our family's heritage. This is why people will look at me and think that I don't know anything, because I'm not applying assumptions. What they don't understand is, no, I know all of that stuff, but I'm a blank slate because I'm not going to assume. I want to be open to whatever possibilities there will be. When you learn about that being a good thing, because your body learns to be safe, even with people who others will judge unsafe, you learn that your gut and your little compass is not off. So I know that I bring to you a subjective experience. I know how to explain to you what I've been taught about how to get here. And I know how it is for people who might say no. So I'm going to use me again as an example. There was a time when I would just be, well, I don't remember how old I was, but I was walking down the street, and I'll never forget, I saw a group of men. It was three or four of them. I'm by myself. I'm a 4'9" woman, and I am not about to go do shit that some women do to try and test out the waters. No, I know that I don't want to be in any kind of fucking situation. So I'm walking, though, and I have fear coming up because I'm like, shit, there's three of them, you know, and I'm by myself, and my brain's working in the way that some people keep it. I don't. And my brain said, you know, what are you doing? They're not doing anything. For all you know, they're just people. They're walking. Why would you be afraid? Why are you having emotions that come up that have nothing to do with what's happening? So I said, okay, well, you know what? I know why, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, get across the street and go on the other sidewalk. That way I can, you know, avoid them completely. And then I can work on this feeling, because it doesn't have to be here. And this is called you being able to use your left mode chit chatter and the right together and say, okay, this is unnecessary. This entire moment in my brain is not true. And it's based on, yes, previous meaning. When I've seen the young teenage boys, they're all fucking assholes. I'm not going to lie to you, but so are the girls. And you know, I can be an asshole too. So just saying, that's why it's unsafe, because of emotionally immature grown-ups. And as long as you're a teenager growing up, if you have adults who set the examples, but see, we want to set examples. The movies don't set up examples. Parents talking about grown-up conversations with children doesn't set up examples. Thinking a teenager is a grown-up, they're not a fucking grown-up. So the mindset of human beings is what is still needing to be updated, because they're not caring about attachment or trauma information. They actually criticize the therapist, the entire globe. Are we getting too soft, or at least the Western world? No, we're not getting soft. We're getting educated. There's a difference. If you want to remain ignorant, go for it. And so the scale of evil, I'm just going to put all the ignorant people in there too, because as long as you remain ignorant of information that tells you how humans work, you're remaining ignorant of yourself. And you can be on Elsa's journey, but you know what? Take your Elsa and your teenage attitude and go and be with teenagers. We're going to do something different called Let's Talk About How It Is When You're Dealing with People Who Have an Inner Child. They're not going to tend to it. Is it pleasant? No, no, it's not. That doesn't mean I need to be insulting. In fact, that won't help a person to receive a behavior that instead could awaken them to their actual self. And that is not something that you can determine for them. It is something that can take place. So the minute that I continue to treat you like a human being, when I look you in the eye, because I don't have any trauma charges in my eyes, I'm not, you know, worried that you're going to hurt me, because I have no bias in this moment that I'm interacting with you. For me, I have information, and I'm a good observer because we are all observers. And my friend, I noticed this guy go through two years or two and a half. And I think he might have alters because of the way he switched up his personality from the first time I met him to then the second time. It was, you know, the first time he seemed kind of like a dark Batman, the, you know, doomsday kind of thing. And then the second time of our interacting, he was a pirate, which was a pirate mystic. I'm like, well, this is interesting, because then we hit it off. And I'm like, wow, you're a mystic. Okay. And so then that, and then I saw them switch into another mode, if you will, but continuing down their path. And then once they got into this relationship, they switched to like Clark Kent. So they're now all proper glasses. Like, this person changed entirely persona. And I was like, what the fuck? And this was that moment of truth when then he comes back around in his, what was it? I mean, he's back to his, I think his pirate persona is who he consistently is. And again, this is where I'm not going to go diagnosing my friend at all. But what I'm saying is, this person not only has abandonment wounds and the three-year-old shame button, because we talked about his childhood and his feeling of potential failure as a man, which is when he decided to take advantage of a situation, and in a way that is not, in my book, anything except for a human being who's emotionally immature and doesn't know how to live life. So none of this is offensive to an empowered woman, because, yeah, you are a buffoon to me, quote unquote, but I'm also attachment and trauma informed. So no, you're not a buffoon. It's a sad thing. You're a Pinocchio with ears and a tail, and you can be helped, but you are not looking at yourself that way, and you're not getting the information, and you don't have people who are engaging with you. They're either going to be the same dysfunction you are, or they're going to, in fact, there are many of the women friends that I have, they don't like him. They all find him they don't want to be around him. So they find him sleazy, stuff like that. And this is because this human being is not emotionally mature or aware. I am not in that book, because they're not, they're a child self of themselves. This is what you know, learn from attachment and trauma, that those first years of your life, you're playing them out again and again. So that's something that I will continue to share with you all, because it's about spreading the truth and not rumors. And I have the educational background and the courses, and I don't need any proof. They've got it all, and they're continuing to have proof, the sciences people. If you want to be a flat earther, be my guest. Like I was saying, go ahead and, you know, continue Elsa's journey. I don't expect people who are not interested in becoming their grown-up version in this way that I'm sharing with you to do any. I understand, but this is a person who, for a societal behavior, they're sleazy, right? For everyone, society, relationship, age group, I'm an enlightenment soul age group. They're not sleazy. They never gave me I've felt the sleazy vibe, and it's not my friend. My friend is a lost person who's playing out a lot of things. I don't want to justify it, because again, this is where you set healthy boundaries. So with conversations, And the point of when you have a good divine masculine is because of right here. I can tell the difference between a divine masculine that knows his shit, his heart, and everything, and has the same objective that I will as a divine feminine, which is how do we have our herd move into more humanity and less of this dysfunction. And they will be a person who will have been aware, become aware of childhood trauma. However much they're educated or not, doesn't matter. They will have visibility on what we are dealing with and in a way of understanding. See, when you care about your society, it means you do want to learn. Even if you don't like what you're hearing, you're going to say, let me do an in-depth dive into it and let me understand what is going on. And they might not be open to it immediately because there's so much information out there. But as you open up to the good neuroscience, neurobiology, and attachment trauma researchers, you understand the world of your human being body, okay? This is the part. So once you experience not only the healing that your body and your brain is already doing, because your body wants to get rid of that trauma because it's trauma charges for the basics, meaning you don't need to live your emotional infancy your entire life, your childhood, your unconscious, okay? And really, it's they explain it because you're a biology, so life will seek life. It's beautiful. I mean, for those of us, so right here, I have never found life to auto-destroy itself. It's a bullshit statement. Because if I plug your nose, you're going to get my hands off of you. If I deny you food, you're going to be very upset. So if I say I make you starve, and then I will offer you money or food. Now, I'm going to say that with that money, I tell you, you cannot buy food, just, you know, to make it as extreme as possible. You're going to want the food. You're not going to want the money unless you are an idiot who doesn't care about knowing that you need food to live. Yes, some people, oh, no, I only need air and water. Well, technically, you can only survive. I don't remember how many days without any substance like food wise. So the point that I'm trying to make, and that's a silly example, is that the biology and being a cellular process, the ones of us who are connected in this way, the divine feminine to life, that's why we know life is always a potential. And as I was saying, when you meet a whole divine masculine that is aware of themselves and they care about the herd, that's when you can have two eyes that really are one set of eye, and we see the same things. We say it differently, but we actually complement and then create a stronger case. And it's called emotional mature people, by the way. So when you're available to yourself, it's a heart, and it's a human heart, and it's a human heart that understands emotions. And it also understands that you choose how to handle that through your brain. So you can think something through in however many ways you want. If you're a conscious lover, you're going to have heart-to-heart conversations. You're not going to give up on people. And you're not going to use some of your past. No, you're not going to use any of your past. If you're emotionally aware, you're not going to use your past to taint the future. Because you understand how your past is for you to share if you want. Because you're not an emotionally immature human being who's on else's journey thinking that you have suffered more than anybody else and you got scars on your chest or some shit like that. So people who want to be in the, oh, but life's so hard. Okay, wait, here's a good therapist for you. Here's another one. Okay, I'm just saying. So the people that are in groups of life's hard, they haven't yet understood how to work with their 0-1-year-old or 3-year-old. They don't have to. They, men, women, and they who are unavailable emotionally, those individuals, like my friend, will continue to play out their dysfunction, and they will do so with people who have the same type of emotional unavailability. A healthy self-worth partner is a person who knows how to speak about everything. Oh, and another note, compersion. So when you are a confident human being, you have no envy, jealousy, spite, or revenge, because those are all emotions that stem from an insecure human being who was so many ways, so many different things. It's not about it being good or bad. It's actually about it being trauma and being made to feel helpless, hopeless, and so freaked out inside. And just, it's really sad. When I meet those who are actually spiteful in this energy, I don't want to be around them because they're completely unsafe human beings. And there's this one guy, I remember meeting up with him. I was with my girlfriends. We all knew him since teenage years. He's still the same quote-unquote asshole, and I say this without wanting to judge the man because I do know he has unresolved shit. And what I also know is he has most likely a narcissistic, unfortunately dysfunctional mother. Someone who, you know, the part about when you see men and you know about trauma and stuff, I can clearly know the ones who were emasculated, whatever the word is, and they did not get therapy yet. I know of men who are in therapy and it's great. Like one of my friends, he's like, yeah, okay. When I explained to him something, he immediately said, you know what, you're right. Because I said, you were made to feel small. This is why, or some, I didn't say it that way, but it was about you. If you feel that small and insignificant and meaningless and hopeless and helpless, anger is going to come up to protect you. And it's going to be in a way that says, fuck this shit, I ain't going to put up with it. But this is unhealed. If it's healed, meaning you're working with it, you understand how to become, you grieve, because grieving is the child of you who says, fuck, I got, they don't die. The child parts, they live with you. That's why they, what comes up, it's only going to be seen by you. It's how much you can bear, but it's not about making it into competition. If you're using your brain the right way, meaning with inner growth, with expansion, you're going to say, okay, this stuff has something to do with my life. You don't project it. You take it, you hold it, you grieve it, and you see it for what it is. And that's how you maintain a whole self, by the way. So for me, it wasn't hard to do, and I didn't have any of the shit that I know people have because, you know, again, I have a child-centric environment that I'm still in, but I'm a grown-up now, and I never lost my inner child, so gooey, ooey, ooey. But what I was saying about the example of this spiteful human being is that we met up with him. He's still the same asshole he was as a teenager. In fact, he lit my jacket on fire. As I shared with him this story, his little smirk was the same smirk he gave when I was a teenager saying, what the fuck, are you seriously? You just almost basically had me potentially endangered physically. This is not funny. This is not a joke. You lighting my jacket on fire because you thought it would be funny to throw fucking crackers, whatever the hell it is, firecrackers at my feet. While I'm having, by the way, a conversation. So you played a trick, which is not funny in any way, shape, or form, to a person who cares about my physical safety, and I don't find it humorous because I don't play jokes like that. And this is where you see the Pinocchios with the ears and the tails who go watch movies like Hangover, and they still to this day find that shit funny. To this day, I find that shit unfunny. And in fact, this is where I know exactly who would not have enjoyed me as a teenager or as a grown-up, but luckily as a grown-up, well, you got to have some kind of grown-up behavior going on. Otherwise, you're just going to be a person who's not doing much, you know? So anyways, this is a whole other topic. Everybody can look at people in different ways. When I see that type of energy, I know that it's children who did not get a child-centric environment because you're playing tricks that are dangerous. You find it funny. I know people like to talk about the devil and evil. I know about attachment and trauma, so I'm just going to feel bad for you and then hope you get a therapist at some point. And if you want to, you can get out of it. And if you don't, well, I'm not going to hang around you. And the part about people being blinded, you know, the only people who are blinded to these people, yeah, I've noticed that pattern as well. And they're the same people say, oh, but they're so good, because they will tap into that inner child, but they don't have. So those are the divine feminines that are in the, I'm going to give up everything of mine to support you. They don't notice the red flags in the same way because they're being a person who's, in fact, canceling themselves out, feeling the inner child of that human being who is, you know, in a sad space. But it's a dynamic that is... Yeah, I don't have enough time to explain it, but I noticed the divine feminines that get these types of, what I'm going to say, divine masculines, it's a shit show. And no matter how you share with them, hey, these are not people you want to be around, because they, yes, every person has a potential to be emotionally mature. They're not. They're not people who are safe to be around. They're spiteful. They will stab you in the back the minute that they get the chance. It's not something unknown of. And the same divine feminines will say no. And when you present to them the proof, they will continue to say no. I've been, this is something that I'm telling you from experience and using the divine feminine, divine masculine, because it is about them spotting the inner child, but those divine feminines are not mature with their divine masculine. They're not using their brain, the mind, the thinking part, and they're not observing the behavior, and they're not observing the behavior in a way of saying, this is not okay. You need your way of doing this shit. They will go and talk about these types of people as safe. And I have always seen what I've seen. Again, I'm only 44, subjective experience, take it as you wish, you know, the whole part. But in one situation, I found myself in what I'm going to say was a more threatening physically situation than a good one, because I was with an emotionally mature man who was still acting like a badass that you're not. You're not a fucking badass. You're a moron, and you obviously don't know that you're solo versus two, and that the beside you is a woman who stands no chance. If something goes down, we both get pummeled, essentially. So you're reactive in a stupid way, and you're not reliable. And there are divine feminines that will think that these human beings will have had their back. These are teenagers who grow up and then they got this magical shit thinking, and it's like, yeah, no, these people don't have your back because they're reactive. You will notice who can have your back. And here's where it's when the people, those divine masculines, have the herd in mind. You'll see a divine masculine who has their herd in mind instinctively react in a way to protect, because they will be that good of an observer. So if they're solo and they have no strength to be able and beat a situation, they will take you and run, because that's what we all will do. Any life will run versus fight. You only fight if you're cornered. So a smart divine masculine as well as a divine feminine will see together, okay, do we have a shot at getting more life to be protected, or are we outnumbered in a way that we can't, you know, what's our best option? And that's what's amazing. So when you have people who use their brain and they use all of it, it's not a movie, you know. So again, I use these stories, but what I love to know is that our 5D collective, it's a bunch of educators, it's a bunch of people that we get to create societal conversations to make a difference. We get to build relationships of healthy self-worth people. We get to stand as examples for teenagers and for children, and to keep doing it. And we're not solo, because the good therapists, they're all out there. Daniel Siegel is one of them, Bessel van der Kolk. And yes, I'm talking about the mental health group, because they're the ones who know how to share the information. Gabor Mate. And luckily, you know, the system doesn't rely on gossip. So influencers talking about yoga bringing demons out of you or any of that shit, they don't matter. They matter to the ones who are spreading rumors together, and they're deciding to keep on staying emotionally immature. They're staying within the stereotypes. They're staying within those conversations. And that's where our 3D, 4D stands. They're not going to move out of their belief system, because we each have a subjective way we see reality. There's groups. It's not a competition. The 5D collective, we have our humanity in the forefront. We know that we're in a moment of change, so we are open to it. Doesn't mean we like it. We know how to be grown-up versions of ourselves and say, it's not about like or not like. How can I make the biggest difference in this world today as it stands? And it starts with you, number one, emotional maturity, self-awareness, becoming whole, a conscious lover. And then two, the relationships you build, how you can handle and work with your herd, because any secure attachment figure is going to bring more opportunity to people to know what a safe haven, secure base relationship looks like, and to know what it means to have healthy boundaries. So like with my friend, I cannot school him, nor will I, the one who I talk, not the one who's, you know, always the same. That person, it's only if they, you know, take to go to therapy, and it doesn't seem that they will. Some love group. So it's a person's choice to take their emotional plane, their mental plane, and say, I want to lead myself to behave in a way that is not troublemaker, quote unquote, energy. That's how I'm going to put it. For the same thing goes with the divine masculine, we could say that immature is a troublemaker because they don't wield any of themselves effectively. The divine feminines who don't mature, they end up in relationships and hanging out with people that are not reliable, and thinking, oh, but poor thing, poor what? What poor? There's no poor here. But those are the codependent type relationships that we still see that are like movies, basically. Anyways, that's completely out of where we're going. For you all, it's about, again, healthy self-worth, conscious lovers. You know, loving yourself first is easy. you get to be here. If it's hard, you get EMDR, child parts work with somatics, a good therapist. You get to reparent yourself once your inner child is healed enough where you can always have them here and you're not projecting. That's the minute that you're going to start to know what safety means within your body and outward, and to be able and be the person that is the restorative embodiment of you. And so we build, again, healthy partnerships, all of them, polyamory or monoamory, it doesn't matter, because you know that you're irreplaceable, you're priceless, they're priceless, and you come together with eyes that can see each other from the heart. That's what it means to be emotionally mature. It means my inner child meets your inner child. And then we say, ooh, let's go build a snowman. Oh yeah, the snowman's going to be destroyed by those people, but we can handle it, you know. So there's a way that we can keep on supporting each other to evolve, expand, and bring in more of human consciousness and, you know, the future. So it's going to be fun. I look forward to your questions. Remember, Ask Maria. You have that paid subscription-based model content available to you if you want. And if you have curiosities, you can ask away. There's free content for that too. Have a great day.